You have an OLD monitoring.
KF8DAM, go ahead, mobile.
KF8DNF monitoring.
You're good to go, Adam.
Copy, thank you.
Thank you too much.
KV8REH, KD8REH, KC8DSU. Station time, you're all noise, KC8DSU. Victor Sierra Uniform for North Michigan Skywarn. Please stand by. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning or watch out for Benzie, Leelanau, and Grand Traverse counties.
Oh, last caller, was that a watch or a warning?
Please stand by. I'm trying to put it up on national radar right now. Okay, this will be a national severe thunderstorm warning. KC8DSU for North Michigan Skywarn. Just a reminder, we do have a thunderstorm warning out for South Central Leelanau, Benzie County, Northwest Wexford County, Southwest Grand Traverse County, and Manistee County till 9:30 p.m.
Toby, KD8REH, I'm just trying to get in here to get everything going.
Okay, so I just put out the warning.
All right, attention all stations, this is KD8REH. Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn for your weather network. Again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Leelanau, Benzie, Manistee, Wexford, and Grand Traverse counties. Again, we are in yellow at this time for a severe thunderstorm warning. Any stations with reports or that would like to check in, please contact Net Control. All right, again, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service in Gaylord. We are in condition yellow and taking check-ins. We will be standing by on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, along with the 86 repeater in Traverse City. This is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network, standing by.
And 8APX is on the air.
Gotcha. A little noisy, but I got you in there.
Is that better?
Yeah, about the same.
All right, I must have some coax issues. We'll see how it goes.
All right, if needed, we do have Echo Link up, too. You can always hop on there if you have to.
N8NXP on here.
All right, Chuck, got you in there. Looks like so far we just have the warning for Southern Leelanau, Benzie, Manistee, a little portion of Wexford and some of Grand Traverse. But that's all we got up there for now.
Okay, Mike, I'm monitoring both. And Adam, you were real staticky at times when you were transmitting. You were copyable. Any MHP?
Yeah, I think I got something wrong with one of my coax jumpers here.
And W8NWO is also monitoring.
Station monitoring, can you go again there with your call?
Kilo, Foxtrot, Delta, Echo.
I just want to make sure I got Delta, Echo, Kilo. There's quite a bit of noise in the background.
This is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Delta, Echo, Kilo.
Okay, that's what I got there. Delta, Echo, Kilo. Gotcha. And do you have a location?
Roger, roger. Location, interlocking.
Okay, not sure if you've seen a current radar image or not, but right off the shore of Frankfurt, it's definitely looking pretty nasty. Probably about a straight track there. Frankfurt right up through Benzie and up into Grand Traverse.
Yep, watching active radar right now. Got some friends on the east side of Crystal Lake and dark over there right now.
Okay, copy that. And we will be standing by. Just move further inward here. We're going to get try to get some more check-ins in Bentley and Grand Traverse area.
At control 88 LFM.
Calling on that control, go ahead call one more time.
That control, if that was you, this is 88 LFM checking in from Timber Ridge Campground, East Hammond Road, Traverse City.
Yep, this is net control. Stand by one second. Let me try to fix something here. Okay, station at Timber Ridge. Go ahead if you've got any reports, but right now I'm pretty sure it's off to the west of you by quite a bit.
Yeah, roger. If that was for KD8LSM, I copy your audio is much better now.
Yeah, is it any clearer, or is it louder, or is it softer? What's going on?
It is loud and clear. We're barely above the noise. A little. Barely through at all. No.
Okay. Yeah, there must be something going on because I haven't really changed anything. So, but yeah, got your location down, and it's definitely moving moving inland here, and got you down Timber Ridge area, correct? All right. Any other stations wishing to check in to the Northern Michigan Skywarn for when the network? We are in condition yellow at this time, and we do have a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Leelanau, all of Benzie County, portions of Manistee, portion of Wexford, and a portion of Grand Traverse County. Any stations wishing to check in, please contact Net Control. Station calling really, really low audio. Go ahead and try one more time there. I copied 8 and I believe a whiskey.
This is Whiskey 8, Sierra Echo Foxtrot, located at Leelanau Pines Campground. Over.
Okay, I copy your location. Anything to report so far?
The winds are slightly picking up down by the lake. Other than that, I'm pretty calm here.
Okay. We got you checked in, and we will be checking back with you here momentarily. Any other stations wishing to check in? Station calling net control, stand by one. All right, we're going to give this a try. This is KDWRH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. We'll do an audio check.
KDWRH, KCWSU. That's Joe, N8, over by Gaylor. That's got the rest of his call.
Yeah, JTQ, can I have you switch over to the, I believe it's a 1-9 there, the other repeater. Got some antenna issues on the one you're on, I believe. Less scratchy, I got you on for that time.
Okay, there was a double there. Yeah, NHATQ, Joe and Gaylord, I'll be standing by.
Okay, very good. Going to possibly work on getting the 8-2 linked in there, but for now, I'd just stay right where you're at.
My portable just died there, Mike. I can get on that right now.
Okay, sounds good. All right, this is KDWRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Benzie, portions of Leelanau, portions of Manistee, portions of Wexford, and Grand Traverse. Got a pretty good bow echo moving inland into Benzie County. Just moved through Frankfort, probably heading up towards Honor at the moment. If we have any stations wishing to check in, we are in condition yellow at this time. Please contact Net Control.
KDWRH-NHATQ, is the mile link connected?
The 700 is still down at this time.
Okay, that's, all right, I think there's something going on. I believe they might be having time trials over on the Asabo there this evening, so hopefully they're up and aware. NHATQ, standing by.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to work on trying to get somebody to get in contact with them.
All righty. Thanks, Net Control. NHATQ, clear.
KDWRH-NHATQ on portable.
Yeah, go ahead, Toby.
Yeah. CGMRF-4PR radio on CCGMRF.
KDWRH-NHATQ.
Go ahead.
The node for the 8-2 seems to be down at this time. I'm unable to link.
Okay, copy that. I think we'll just keep Joe on the repeater he's on for now. We'll have to figure something out.
Sounds good. And 8 doing?
KSUZ, Spider Lake, checking in.
Station calling. Go ahead again with the call.
KSUZ, this is Glenn. I'm checking in from the Spider Lake area.
Okay, got you in there. So far, it's Benzie County, but it's picking up a lot of steam, so we're going to be in for one on this, I think. Station calling Net Control, go ahead. Delta Echo Kilo Station, go ahead. This is Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kurt Owen, interlocking. Strong gusting up to 10-15 at the moment. No hail, but strong winds and heavy rain.
Okay, copy that. If anything changes, please let us know.
KBA SDJ Net Control.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Nelson City, Benzie County. In the last couple minutes, the wind has really, really picked up. Very, very strong winds, moderate rain right now, no hail, but I do hear thunder in the distance, but the wind is very, very, very strong.
Do you have an estimated speed, would you say 20, 30, 40 mile an hour, or what are you thinking?
Well, I say it's never been at 20-30. I got these red pines in my backyard, and they are, I mean, they're blowing at the top. It's probably 8 to 10 feet swaying back and forth at the top. I got some like 20-foot maples in the backyard too, and they are, I mean, they are really, really blowing around. So I say 20, 30, easy. KBA, SCJ.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to go ahead and let the Weather Service know on that. This is Matt Control. Is there a station calling?
Matt Control. No, just identify myself. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Matt Control, this is Kilo November 4 Echo Oscar. How copy?
I copy Kilo Echo 4. Go ahead, try one more time.
Just reporting a power outage here in the west of Interlaken area. I'm seeing numerous cloud-to-ground lightning to the east of me, so that would be pretty much right over Interlaken ground area.
Okay, copy that. Do you have an estimation on any type of wind speed?
The gusts were not bad here. I don't have any way to measure it, but I wouldn't say it exceeded 20. It did not exceed 20.
Okay, because we just had a pretty good report of wind in the Neson City area just to your south, so I'm wondering if the majority of that might be to the south of you yet.
On the side of the KEO, power outage interlock.
City area tonight, DMH.
Go ahead.
Pass.
Okay, you cut out there really bad.
I'm making it over the... I'm coming over the patch.
Say about 80%.
Okay. Just making sure.
Station calling Net Control. Go ahead, try it one more time.
Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu. This is Andrew. I'm at I'm in Braun, and we have really, really windy. It's a measure at about 15 mile per hour wind speed, but trees are in motion.
Okay, copy that. Looks like you're probably getting about the same that the other two reports have had from that area.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah, Mezzanet is saying only around 8 mile per hour wind gusts, but I really do doubt that with speeds in the trees out there.
Okay, copy that. KDRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Sphere Weather Network. There is a Sphere Thunderstorm warning in effect for Benzie. I believe still portions of Leelanau, Manistee, Wexford, and Grand Traverse. We are taking check-ins. We are in condition yellow at this time. We are looking for a severe criteria report. We are looking for hail, damaging winds, any damage. Have a wind speed that is not estimated, so that's an accurate estimate, either with a handheld dynamometer or a measuring device. Please try your best here to give us your best estimate. This is Net Control. We are standing by for any other stations wishing to check in.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
ACADG, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hurricane has just passed by us. Maximum winds was 20 miles an hour. But look, they extended the warning out to Kalkaska.
Okay, I just have not seen that portion yet. I'll have to look at it. But check in there. Thank you. Okay, yep, at this time they do have basically all of Grand Traverse County in the severe thunderstorm warning and portions of Kalkaska. So again, Leelanau, Benzie, Manistee, Wexford, Grand Traverse, and Kalkaska County at this time for a severe thunderstorm warning. This is Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network.
Net control. I want to correct that. It's Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, Leelanau, Meskaki, and Wexford County. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey 0-0.
Okay, yep, I'll get that on the next round there.
Skywarn, net control. This is KFATGY, Kilo Fox Track.
KF8AGY, got you in there. Location and anything to report?
Clay Lake and Millibar. Wind gust is 2.2 knots and wind sustain is KF8.
Okay, got you checked in there. You were really in and out of the repeater, but I did copy most of your report. And we are in condition yellow. And we are looking for some severe reports at this time. So anybody in the path from Benzie County, Manistee, up into Leelanau and Grand Traverse, if anybody has any severe reports, we're looking for the west side of Grand Traverse County at this time and portions of Benzie County. Looking for any severe criteria reports. All right, we had two stations there. Looks like I had a station checking in, and I think I had somebody for a report. If there's a report, go ahead.
Yeah, this is NAJTQ for a report. My daughter lives on the back side of Silver Lake, southwest corner, and she said tremendous lightning and power transformer just blew, so there's a power outage on that southwest side of Silver Lake over Traverse. NAJTQ, clear.
Okay, very good. Copy the power outage. I will notate that down. And if she gets anything else damage-wise, please let us know, too.
Will do, NAJTQ.
And the station checking in, go ahead with your call sign and location.
8830H, WX1J. Just calling to give you an update from downtown Traverse City.
Okay, Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, we just started raining about 5 minutes ago. I'm looking at the leaves. The trees are about 15 miles an hour. I think the wind is holding steady at about 15 miles an hour. Pretty severe lightning observed about to the south of me, and the estimated time from light to boom is about probably estimated at 7-8 miles.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it looks like all the reports that we're getting is that a good portion of the severe side of it is between Grand Traverse and Benzie at this time. So we're definitely keeping an eye on the west side.
USL WX1J standing by.
Reminder for reports, lightning reports are not necessary. That's all. I'll follow up to that unless damage has occurred on the lightning strike reports are not necessary. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. The severe thunderstorm warning for Leelanau, Manistee, and Benzie has expired. For right now, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, Wexford, and I believe some of Meskaki County. We are looking for stations in those counties that have any sort of severe criteria, hail, flooding, any damage to trees, or anything impacting roadways. If we can get any severe criteria reports, please contact Net Control.
Alpha Charlie, United,
Williamsburg, Michigan. From here, we have some thunder, no observed lightning, and just a slight breeze right now. ATAU.
Okay, got you checked in there. Yeah, looks like it hasn't made it your hasn't made it quite your way yet, but looks like the severe portion of it is basically down in my area. It's going to be Mayfield, Paradise Township area, moving in towards Five Lakes. So the majority of it looks to be impacting down my way.
Looking at the radar, there appears to be some rotation south of Kingsley, and it looks like it'll be moving towards Five Lakes then.
This is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn for Weather Network, doing a quick audio check.
You're good now, NHJQQ.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I think we may have solved it.
Alpha Charlie, he's United. Williamsburg has just started to rain, and wind has increased to about 10 miles an hour.
Okay, looks like it's finally starting to reach you. All right, at this time, we still have a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse. Portions of Wexford, portions of Maskaw County, be the northwestern portion of Maskaw, northern portions of Wexford County. We also have a western portion of Kalkaska at this time under a severe thunderstorm warning. We have had a couple reports of high winds off this along with a little bit of damage. For any stations in those areas, please contact Net Control, KDREH for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. All right, at this time we are going to ask for any check-ins in the Grand Traverse, Wexford, Maskaw, or Kalkaska areas. A pretty significant bow echo is moving inland through Grand Traverse County right now, headed up towards the Fife Lake area at the time. We do have some reports of some severe damage off this. Any stations in the light of the storm, please contact Net Control.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu, Rennie Lake, monitoring.
NQZ in the Spider Lake area.
All right, Net Control, for some reason my Echo Link dropped out. I got Tony. Was there another station in there?
KNGZ and Spider Lake area, checking in.
Okay, Glenn, I think I got you in there before, but what do we got going on over that way?
Right now we have the front go through in high winds. Nothing major right here. Probably 4 miles south of here, but I'm not seeing any major effects at my location.
Okay. To me, it looks like the severe portion of this is moving right up through my area, right into Fife Lake. So I think the north and south portions of this are going to get probably some rain and a little bit of wind, but it looks like the good majority of this bow echo is going right through southern Grand Traverse, right up into Kalkaska.
Alpha Charlie, H United, Williamsburg. Wind has increased to about 60 miles an hour. Lightning is definitely more severe, and our lights are flickering at home, so weather pattern has definitely increased. KC8VU.
Okay, very good. KC8VSU, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, are you looking at that one hook there by Elk or 72 and Elk Lake Road? They're kind of in Williamsburg. Looking at another one.
To be honest, I've been watching those two up north. Let me take a look at that. I'm going to let Adam make a quick announcement here for the TCE guys. It looks like they're probably going to get hammered here in just a little bit.
Net Control, this is KVA-SJ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my location here in Nelson City, which is the southwest corner, southeast corner of Benzie, it is like dead calm. But I've been listening to the scanner, and there are several trees down blocking the road and on power lines in the Thompsonville area. I don't have an accurate number, but there are several trees down blocking the roads and on power lines in Thompsonville. KBHFBJ.
All right, very good, Bob. Yeah, I think we had a good track there between just over south of you and just about my location here going straight east. I think that's been the majority of the storm. 10-8-APX, go ahead. Yeah, Adam, if that was you, really, really staticky.
Is this any better?
Marginally. All right, all stations stand by. We're going to have an announcement for the CCE group here. All stations stand by, unless urgent.
N8NXT, attention all CCE CPSCO personnel. You're on the air. We need reports from Emmett and Charlevoix counties. We need weather reports from Emmett and Charlevoix counties. We have a large cell coming through that stretches from north of St. Ignace all the way down to Manistee. Any CCE, CPSCO members that are on the air that can give us some reports, please check in with Net Control. N8NHP, clear.
This is Net Control, KDRU, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Spirit Weather Network. A good majority of the severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse has moved off to the east. Yeah, just a little sliver over by the Fife Lake, Kingsley area. Looks like it is moving more into Kalkaska County at this time. Looks like there's a good little cell headed over that way. So at this time, we're looking for any stations in the Kalkaska, Fife Lake, or Kingsley area for any reports. This is KDRU Net Control. Okay, no reports from the Kalkaska area. Do we have any additional reports from Grand Traverse or Benzie County?
Skywarn Net Control, KF8AGY.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Spider Lake. Southwest Spider Lake, it appears the storm has passed. We've just got steady rain now. Wind speed is virtually undetectable at this point. KF8AGY.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations with reports of damage or anything else do you report severe criteria-wise? Okay. We are still looking for any reports in the Kalkaska County area. Looks like it's moving your way. Got a little bit of intensity on the leading edge of this. I got a cell basically from, looks like, the Fife Lake area up into Kalkaska County. Do we have any reports from that area? Station Kalkaska, give your call one more time there.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Lima November, Rapid City, call back you up.
Okay, looks like it might already be past you. Looks like it's basically up into the village of Kalkaska at this time. Did you have any rain or any heavy winds or anything?
Negative. I think we're on the edge. We should be getting it soon.
All right, you're in the Rapid City area?
I like that Rapid City to the south, towards Lake. More to come.
National Weather Service has canceled most of the Grand Traverse due to thunderstorm warning. I think they cut off most of it, and now it's the border of Fife Lake down into Kalkaska. So this is both this parts of Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, Mississauga, and the Westford County. Now if I own this. Thank you.
KF8AGY, you were a little broken there, but I copy you were checking out.
Roger, roger, that is affirmative. I am checking out. KF8AGY here and listening.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for checking in. All right, at this time, looks like our selling question is from the village of Kalkaska, all the way down towards the Fife Lake area. Looks like it is moving north, or excuse me, in an easterly direction. At this time, they've narrowed the warning down to Kalkaska. It looks like portions of Wexford and Maswaukee County there on the north end. Now, if there are any stations in those areas, any reports of severe criteria, please let Net Control know.
K-SUZ, Grand Traverse, checking out.
Okay, Glenn, got you checking out. Thanks for checking in.
This is KB8SBJ. I will be checking out as well. I will be available if another front comes through, though. KB8SBJ.
All right, Bob. Thanks for checking in, and thank you very much for the reports you gave us this evening.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Echo Kilo. I will be checking out.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in, and thank you very much for the reports. Yeah, station that was checking in, you were 100% digital there. Did not copy anything. Go ahead, try again.
This is NHJTQ, Joe and Gaylord. How copy?
Gotcha that time, 100%. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Did I understand earlier that we're not able to connect the All-Star to the A2? Go ahead.
Yeah, NADNH attempted to connect it, and he was getting an error for some reason. NADNH, go ahead if you're still here.
Yeah, any image. Every time I would try to connect, it would, I would connect, and it would immediately, show it up as red on her dashboard, and then it would just go away. So that's meaning that the node is offline, so I'm unable to connect to it.
Okay, thanks, Drake. I will get with John and see if it's down. Apparently, it's hard to say. All right, I'll be listening between here and the A2. NHATQ, clear.
A8SBZ, checking out.
All right, thanks for checking in, and we got you checked out. This is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. At this time, the severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. However, a special weather statement remains in effect. So at this time, we're still in condition yellow, and we are still looking for any stations in the Kalkaska area with reports. This is Net Control, K8REH, standing by.
K8REH,
KCBFU. Herbert City. I'm standing by, and I'm watching Doppler.
Had a double. Toby, go ahead.
Sorry, I have a call to go on.
All right, we'll check you out. KDRH, Net Control. And the second station there, go ahead.
The second station is KZ6LHS, Mike here in Traverse City, and I'll be standing by and watching Doppler.
Okay, very good. Looks like it's basically through Grand Traverse County. They have canceled the severe thunderstorm warning. However, I'm more worried about the cells that are up north, in the CCE area. Those are looking more promising.
This is KEALN, Rapid City, Kalkaska, reporting sprinkles, moderate winds.
Okay, very good. Looks like the storm has moved through your area. At this time, we're going to still keep the net in condition yellow for the potential of severe weather. However, we do not have any active severe thunderstorm warnings at this time. We do have a couple of special weather statements, probably for the wind and rain potential with this. And at this point, we will be standing by. Net Control, KDRH.
Net Control,
All right, this is KDRU, Connect Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sphere Weather Network. Do we have any stations in the, I believe, Point Lake area, or Emmett or Charlevoix counties with any severe thunderstorm reports? I know we don't have one up that way, but do we have any reports of heavy rain or damaging winds? This is KDREH. And that control station calling had quite a bit of static there. Go ahead, try again.
Net control, this is Kilo, Echo 8 Whiskey, Sierra Zulu. I'm just signing off here, still listening though. Kilo, Echo 8 Whiskey, Sierra Zulu, Andrew here.
Alrighty, thanks for checking in. Got you checked out. This is Net Control, KDREH, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Now we're going to transition from condition yellow at this time to condition green and monitor. Now we do have a couple cells up on the PCE side that we have a potential for severe weather. However, they are canceling most of the warnings and special weather statements at this time. So we are going to go to condition green and standby. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sphere Weather Network. Just checking with any stations in the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, or Emmett County areas for any sort of severe criteria reports. I don't think we're going to have one, but just checking to see if anybody up that way has anything. This is KDREH. All right, attention all stations. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sphere Weather Network. At this time, we're going to go ahead and conclude the net and return the repeaters back to general amateur use. I'd like to thank everybody who checked in, and we will be monitoring in case anything changes. This is KDREH. I am clear.
KDREH-STW, copy to be.
This is KDREH. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had gusts on arrival about 5 minutes ago with some rain. It's subsided now. The winds were only 8 miles an hour.
Okay, very good. Looks like it's starting to die off. So we're just kind of monitoring it this time, and if anything changes, which I don't think it will, we'll spin up another net.
Roger that. We lost power just for a second with a lightning strike, but everything came right back. 7-3. Beta, PW.
7-3. KDREH.
KDREH, NHATQ, thank you for your net control services. NHATQ, clear.
Thank you, Jill, for checking in. And we'll definitely try to figure something out for getting that A2 link in next time.
Yeah, I just spoke to John on the phone, KC9ON. The link is at his house. It was working last night, so he was down at Grayling for the canoe race time trials. He should be home in just a few minutes. He was going to check it out and get me a status report on it. So it might, you know, it could have glitched at his house there. Who knows? So anyway, yep. Okay, well, I'll keep you guys posted. But typically, it's working. K8REHNAJP2. Stand by.
Thank you very much. And we will be standing by as well. K8REH.
K8REH, WXYJ checking out. And thanks a lot for your net control operation tonight. Talk to you later. 73WXYJ. Clear.
All right, Scott, got you checked out. Thanks for checking in.
NADMH, NADMH, NAJTQ calling. NADMH, NAJTQ.
Go ahead.
Is that you, Drake?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, John had changed the call on that All-Star link just recently, so use his call. Kilo Charlie 9, Oscar Charlie, KC9OM.
Copy that. I'll give that a shot real quick just to confirm.
Okay. Thanks, Drake. NHJTQ clear.
NHJTQ. NADMH.
NADMH, NAJTQ, I got you, Drake.
All right, sounds good. Good to know that this is the node I need to connect to now. NADMH, clear.
73, Drake, real good to hear you. NAJTQ, clear.
AG6, LHS, listening.